Yeah, fantastic news that we've agreed a contract for next year with Nathan, an extension to his deal now. Talks have been going on for a while. You know, Nathan's been outstanding for us this season. Certainly he'd be one of the candidates to be player of the year. You know, so we're delighted. You know, he's obviously out for the season now. You know, and it was a good opportunity for Nathan to realise how much we think of him. You know, because to stick by our decision to give him a contract while he's injured is both good on our behalf and good for the player to know that we've got that trust in him.
What is it specifically that has impressed you about the way he's gone about his business?
Well, it's two things, really. One, that he's an outstanding defender. You know, in 1v1 situations, he can be nearly unplayable. You know, he's that good. And two, and more importantly, he wants to develop and get better. You know, going forward, Nathan would be the first to say that there's flaws in his game, but he's working at them. You know, and by the time he comes back and spends the summer and the pre-season practicing, I think we'll see a really accomplished left-back. And I'm really pleased to have Nathan on board for next year.
It's a bit of a lift for the fans as well, this, isn't it? Given that, you know, things are slipping away now in terms of the playoffs. It might just give them a bit of a lift at this point.
I think it's important that, you know, the supporters, you can get into whatever mode you want to get into. Mm. You can be in that mode where you're feeling sorry for yourselves and, you know, as a supporter, why is this happening and why aren't we in the playoffs? There's reasons for everything. There's reasons. The club don't hide. I don't behind any of the things that have gone wrong. But we're looking forward. You know, Nathan signing for next year, one or two things that are going to happen quite quickly will show the supporters that we're not sitting back, we're not feeling sorry for ourselves, we're trying to make this club better and stronger.
How long is the new contract? Can you tell us that?
It's a year extension. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a year extension. I think there's an option in it, you know, but one of the things we require at the club, we want lads to drive this club forward, you know, by giving lads longer deals, etc., etc. It can lead to comfort zones, it can lead to players resting on their laurels. I'm not speaking about Nathan, I'm not speaking about any individual. No, this club must go forward. If we have six players out of contract and we're in moving up divisions, it's a lovely problem to have. Mm.
Is it likely that more will follow in the coming days, weeks?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the likelihood is we've done a pre-contract with a striker already for next year, so we've already got another striker on board for next year. You know, out of respect for the player and the club, we're going to keep that under wraps for as long as we can. But that deal was done. You know, that's been signed off. So with Nathan and a striker coming in, we've already got two on board to what we've already got. And we've got quite a good nucleus of a strong squad for next year already. Certainly, by the time the striker comes out, it's a pleasing step in the right direction.
What kind of striker is it that you've managed to recruit?
You know, I genuinely don't want to get drawn into it. Are you with me? I don't want to get drawn into it because, you know, certainly out of respect for the player and the club he's at. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's important that we respect his situation, that he's still very much involved in a competitive season. The club that he's with have got a lot to play for, you know, so I don't want to start getting involved in that. I think there'll be plenty of time for that. Mm-hmm. Once we get near to the end of the season, or once the season ends and we can announce, you know, and we can get that done properly. You know, but I certainly think for our supporters, knowing we've already signed a striker is an important thing.
Is it someone, though, that you've trailed for a while?
I'm not getting drawn in. No. You can ask me a million questions. I'm not getting drawn in. You know, I'm just pleased to announce, you know, that we have, you know, got someone in for next year, and the likelihood is there's going to be more.
Mm. What about players that are already here in terms of securing longer-term futures? Is there anything there that's pressing in your mind?
Not at the minute. You know, I think it's important we finish the season as competitively as possible. You know, certainly a forward planning is vital. Forward planning for this club is huge. Recruitment is huge. You know, taking the club forward is huge. We know we're not doing it today. You know, I'll stand up and I don't mind any type of criticism supporters have got. You know, I'm here to take that criticism, and I'm here to make the club better, and I'm here to take the club forward. And that's what I'm prepared to do.
Mm. And in terms of your summer, you've already said it's going to be a busy one, haven't you? Can you give us any idea of the numbers here that we might see coming in?
No, I think it's disrespectful to players that are here. You know, I think players are here now and are fighting for the futures. You know, it's no use hiding and beating around the bush. You know, they are playing for the futures, and, you know, it's important that we show every player at this club respect. You know, every player, whether it be a young lad who's being released, a senior player who's been getting a new contract, you know, players should be treated with the utmost respect. Going forward, we've got seven games left and we want to finish the season well. Is the time for somebody to secure a contract? Is the time for somebody to change a manager's mind? Only games can tell that. Only big performances can tell that. You know, so speaking about now is certainly not the right time, in my opinion.
You've had a striker here on trial as well, scored for the reserves, I understand, the other day as well. What can you tell us about him, and what's the plan for him going forward?
Again, I'm not. I don't like speaking about trialists because I don't like the word trialist. I think it's unfair on players to be called a trialist. It means you're on show and you're on offer. It may be well be what you are, you know, but it's unfair. It's there's different circumstances in it. You know, a lack of goals this year has been a major problem. You know, it's something that we address and we try and address daily. It's a problem that won't get away until we solve the problem. You know, so certainly anybody coming in the club and who's scoring goals, you know, we're going to look at seriously.
So he's still with you and you'll keep looking at
him?
Yeah,
it's ongoing. It's ongoing.
Yeah. In terms of your team news going into the weekend, Paul, any issues?
No. You know, the likelihood is we've got a fantastic bank holiday weekend. You know, we really, really have to play Burton Albion away, Port Vale and Roma, two really good benchmarks for the league. One team's in third place as we speak, the other's in second, challenging for top spot, both going for automatic promotion. So we need to be at it. You know, certainly if players, managers, staff, anyone's going to slip into that comfort zone of where the season's over and this is what we can't do, it's still mathematically possible for us to go into the playoffs. And while there's that hope, I will cling to that hope. I've got no problems clinging to it. If I'm the only one clinging to it, so be it. But that means we must win both games over the weekend.
And if nothing else, it's about integrity as well, isn't it? Because you can have a big say in what happens at the top.
I think, you know, good players always turn up. I know some of the clichés we speak about, managers, myself, get quite boring. You know, but the good players do always turn up. And if you're a good professional, you always turn up. It's something that we haven't done this season on enough occasions. It's a criticism I'd level at the group as a whole, that when we do turn up, we're a match for anyone in the league. But we haven't turned up enough.
What are you saying to your players then about what you want to see from them in the final seven games?
I think a lot of the conversations are near ending now. You know, I think they've heard the conversations enough. You know, they had them conversations before the Torquay game and we never started. You know, so the disappointment for the players is, you know, all of a sudden now going in, you could find yourself very isolated. You know, because when you get released to clubs or your time's over, you'll soon be gone quickly. You know, and that's sad. You know, because a club like this, the squad we've put together, certainly our results should be better. There's no hiding away from that.
They're good lads, though, aren't they? Whether you feel they've given you enough is another argument, but they're a good bunch, aren't they? So you've got some very difficult decisions in that sense to make, I guess.
I think what you've got to remember, and everyone has, these lads are human beings. You know, they're not bad lads. You know, you're not being overcritical. Today, football's changing. You know, I'm not so sure it's changing for the better. You know, but that's another argument. You know, the mentality of players changes, everything about players changes now. You know, and my job is to change this club, or to try and change the club and take us forward and make us, with seven games to go next year, be in a completely different position than we're in today. Certainly going forward, it means I have to change players. There's no hiding place from that. And sometimes when you release them a player or two, some of them are lads you actually like and you get on with, and are good trainers and do the right things. You know, but my decision on players doesn't end players' careers. My decision only wants to make this club better.
But unlike a lot of other managers, Paul, it's not that long ago since you yourself were playing, is it? So I guess you can empathise with what these lads are going to go through more than most in the coming weeks.
I think you can. I think, but the good thing about footballers today and contracts today, sometimes during the latter stages of a player's contract or the latter stages of something, you'll always see a resurgence in form, you know, and for whatever reasons. One thing, they might see that the end of the contract's coming and all of a sudden they've got to put the right amount of effort and desire and then words, enthusiasm in. You know, and certainly contracts shouldn't determine how you play. As a footballer, when you come in on a Monday, it's not Monday, it's a training day. When you come in on a Tuesday or a Saturday, it's a playing day. And your attitude to them days must be the same, because what you will find, that clubs who win leagues and have success, there's reasons why. You know, and there's reason why teams are at the bottom.
Clark's gone back to Barnsley. Has Henshaw gone back to Manchester City?
No, Henshaw's going to stay with us till the end of the season. Right. You know, we'd like to thank certainly Barnsley for allowing us, Jordan, to come and have a month with us. You know, we feel it was a beneficial month for the lad. You know, we certainly thank Barnsley for that, and we wish them the best of luck for the rest of the season and their fight to stay up. You know, in Man City again, we thank them a lot for letting the kids come into us, you know, to gain that match day experience, because, you know, our numbers aren't great at the minute, and it certainly gives us them bodies around the club. That'll make us see the season out well.
We've seen enough then in Alex to suggest that he might be a longer term proposition for you?
Well, again, we just keep, I think them decisions can come at the end of the season. I think, you know, we just want to win some games. We want to be, you know, we're going to take good support of Burton on Saturday. You know, Burton are flying, and we want to entertain our fans and show them that our season is, we're still playing football, we're still trying our best to get them results, and to show them signs that the future's good.
Are you envious of teams like Burton, who are right in amongst it?
Don't know if envious is the right word. I don't know if envious is the right word. I think there's a word in there. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm not so sure it's envious. Would we like to be us? Yeah, all day. You know, what the right word is, I don't know. You know, and I think sometimes you've got to look at it, turn up on Saturday and think, what dressing room would you like to be in? I think we all know the answer to that one.
Yeah, and what kind of a test is this going to be? Because he's done a great job there, Gary, hasn't he, since taking over from Paul?
Amazing, an absolutely amazing job. Possibly a lot of people's tips, maybe near the beginning of the season, to maybe be involved in the relegation thing. You look at their own record, you know, outstanding. You know, there's not many teams go there and come away with a point. Never mind 3 points. You know, but what we are doing, we're going there Saturday to win the game. We're not going there to get men behind the ball. We're not going to go there to hang on or anything like that. We're going to go there and have them an open match. I think it'll be a really good, entertaining game. And we're going there to win. It's that simple.
And you can do that now, can't you? You're actually in that strange position where you can just throw everything at them, can't you? Rather than have to, OK, I know you want to concede goals, but I guess you can throw a bit more caution to the wind now, can you?
I don't know the caution to the winds. The right one, it's you know, you're getting back to formations and tactics and everything. We tried to put a team out that was hard to beat, you know, and certainly over the games at Dagenham, Oxford, Cheltenham, Bristol Rovers at home, we were doing that well. You know, unfortunately, the players, myself, we let everyone down at Torquay. That's the nature of it. We were anything but hard to beat. So certainly that system works while it's going well. Unfortunately for us, when teams score 2 goals in the first 10 minutes, you're anything but hard to beat. That was our lifeline, Torquay. And it went out at a whimper after 10 minutes. So certainly that way forward for me, getting men behind the ball and trying to dig results out, is not the way we're going to finish the season in any shape or form.
So the last few games, a chance for you to change one or two things, experiment?
Well, win at Burton. You know, win at Burton, and then all of a sudden, if we beat Port Vale, everyone will be saying, all of a sudden we've got 6 more points on the board and it'll look a lot better. Yeah. Lose the 2 games and it'll look a different picture. So the picture's going to change over the weekend. Bank holiday weekends are always big weekends. What I would imagine is, and I might be wrong, 2 games are going to be very entertaining.
What about Armand? How's he coming along?
No, I don't want to get drawn into that one at the minute. You know, I think Armand needs to knuckle down and become a professional footballer. You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of things Armand needs to step up to at the minute that, you know, I think should be made in the club, you know, but that's something that we're looking at daily. You know, he has been a shining light for our fans on the pitch. I wouldn't say the same thing of him.
Oh, right, OK. So he's got to learn how to conduct himself, maybe.
Whatever way you want to dress that up. You know, he's a professional footballer at a club. That's a good club, and you must conduct yourself properly.